Suburban Tool.
Hey, is this Clark?
Yes.
Hey, Clark, it's Nico at the Bank of Cardiff. How you been?
Hey, pretty good.
Good. Good. Look, I don't know if you remember, we actually spoke back in March about some of the programs that we had to offer, equipment financing, working capital, but you told me that there wasn't anything in the pipeline, but to follow up towards the end of the year, kind of see how everything's going on, see if there's something we can help out with.
Yeah, nothing going on.
Yeah, you guys still hanging in there?
Still hanging in there.
Yeah. Is this kind of typical? I mean, last time we spoke, things were kind of slow. Have they maybe picked back up a little?
Well, a little, and then I lost one customer and then one employee. You know, you're retired, and so it's just status quo. Keep plugging away.
Right, right. I know you've been in, I know you've been in business for a while. I mean, have you ever seen this type of, cyclical trend? Like, is this something that's, you know, you've seen before that you've kind of gone through?
Well, we can get into a whole political scene.
Hey, I don't mind. I mean, if there's something that's, you know, causing this, then I would imagine,
sure,
yeah, of course.
President,
like,
for the last 8 years.
Yep. I couldn't agree more with you. I know, things have kind of taken a hit, especially within the manufacturing and the machine shop industry. It's not the same as it used to be.
Right.
And
so
especially
you hang in there. You don't go make any wild investments at this particular point in time.
Right, right. I mean, you kind of, you know, buckle down, see what's going on, and see if there's something that kind of comes from what's about to happen with this, election going on in November here. Are you guys doing anything differently this year from when we last spoke? Maybe in the last few months you've kind of shifted your focus a little bit, maybe sought out new clients. How are you guys, you know, going to be able to prepare yourselves, I guess, for what's to come? Do you have any plans?
Just by the seat of my pants, like I've done for 38 years.
That's good. Okay. No, I just am, you know, asking because I like to give a little advice for my clients and potential clients on what's going on in the finance industry. You know, tell them a little bit about it. Look, give them a little food for thought. With the new election that's going to come up and with a new presidency that comes into office, essentially what's going to happen is the Federal Reserve will end up increasing interest rates. It's only natural. It's only a response to what's going to happen. And with increased interest rates, it's going to cause a trickle-down effect, which means that every bank that you go to or every finance institution that lends money, they're going to be upping their interest rates. So before the new, you know, office comes in, what I've been telling my clients is that it's good to possibly, if you have something on your wish list, maybe a new piece of equipment, or if you're looking to get a loan, to lock in a rate right now.
I ain't going in debt at this particular point.
Right, yeah, I mean, like, you know.
I'm not in debt, and I don't plan on going in debt.
No, no, I completely respect that. I completely respect your, you know, ability to stay out of it, but I'm just been, it's food for thought. That's all it is, really. I've just been letting my clients know and things of that nature because they're trying to prepare themselves because nobody honestly knows what's going to happen, right? Nobody knows what the plan is or if anything good is going to come out of this crazy year.
I can't see anything good coming out, so.
Exactly. So that's why I've been kind of telling people, hey, you know, prepare yourselves, do what you got to do. If you've seen something like this happen before, then do what you did last time to prevent it.
Right.
All right. Well, yeah, I don't want to, you know, take up a lot more of your time here, but how about I do this? I think I still have your email on file. I'll shoot you over my contact info again so that if something does come up, if you need some extra cash on hand, maybe to get you through the slow times, give me a call. I know you don't want to, you know, bring anything on right now, but if something does come up, I'm you know, a phone call away. I'd love to, you know, earn your business, see if there's something we can do to help you guys out.
Okay.
All right, Clark. It was good catching up with you, man.
You too.
All right. Take care.